In 2015, the Park City School District embarked on a comprehensive master planning effort. The recommendation from that effort was to bond for $56 million to build new and expanded facilities. It failed at the ballot box. Attempting to get more public input on the master planning process, the steering committee and consultants, GSBS Architects, hosted a meeting at the high school on Wednesday evening and one at Ecker Hill on Thursday evening. The master planning steering committee has been meeting since last fall, and out of that work, five areas have been identified as critical. Jody Fay is a parent who sits on the steering committee. The purpose of the meetings was to get public input on the five critical priorities.
We have one that is school and class size, one that is school location, one is Kearns campus, one is Treasure Mountain, and that is what do we want to do with that building and that location, and what is grade alignment. And it is set up in a waterfall fashion almost, so as one task force finishes, that information gets passed on to the next.
Faye says she was disappointed with how few people showed up for the public input meeting held on Wednesday at the high school. However, she says about 30 people showed up for the grade realignment task force meeting held earlier in February.
There's the conversation of, do we want to keep the preschools in the elementary school? Do we want to add sixth grade back into the elementary school?
We'll be right back.
Do we want to pull fifth grade out of the elementary school? Do we want to make Ecker a 6-7-8, or do we want to make Ecker a 7-8? Do we want to keep Treasure as it is? Do we want the ninth graders over at the high school? It's a hot topic amongst the community.
Shannon Schimmer is a regular at school board meetings and was part of the 2015 Master Planning Committee.
We have three kids. One has already graduated from the district's first year of college. Second one is a 10th grader, and the third one is an 8th grader. So for us, we've been living this journey. We've been in the town for 17 years. We were part of the master planning process in 2015. And we're just overseeing, where are we coming at from different angles? What are we covering that we didn't cover? Or how are we covering in a different light or a different perspective, different lens? For us, our interest is a little bit more tied to Treasure and the high school.
Glenn Schimmer says the public meetings are a chance for parents of younger children to help shape their kids' education. The Schimmers don't think the master planning implementation will happen in time for their kids to be impacted.
Invariably, people are critical without having been involved.
Yeah.
And that's where we're at right now.
What are your thoughts about how many parents are actually here tonight?
Disappointed.
Very disappointed.
GSBS planner Clio Rayner says she wishes more people were coming out to the meetings. There are at least seven meetings scheduled in March.
And then we'll present those options, all of those options, to the board and the community and get feedback on all the options. And so that'll happen about mid-April when all the options come out. And then we'll have a month worth of feedback from the community, from the board, from everybody who we can convince to give us feedback. And we'll come back to the board with the preferred recommendation in May.
The Park City School District is in the final months of the master planning exercise, and public input is wanted before final recommendations are made to the Board of Education. For those interested in giving input to any member of the steering committee, their contacts can be found on the school district website, which is pcschools.us, under the Future of Learning and the Get Involved tab. March meeting details can also be found on the website. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.